Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Caitlin, I was calling in regards to a purchase that was charged to my credit card, and
okay.
It's for a subscription, and I have the ID number.
What's your zip code?
72933.
Can you confirm your mailing address?
4711 South Cook Road, Charleston, Arkansas, 72933.
Thank you. All right. You had some questions about the charge.
Yes, and I want them to reverse that charge because that's not what the site was selling, a prescription to your meals. And I know that didn't happen until after I had already given the credit card number.
Yes, it is for a subscription to a meal planner called Bites Hub that assists you with counting calories and recipe guides. Would you like to try it?
Uh-huh.
If we can reduce it to 20 a month?
No, hon, I canceled the whole thing because that was deception on their part, and I didn't like that.
Would you like to write down your cancellation number?
Yes. I'm ready.
You see it in Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
920.
Mm-hmm.
463.
Mm-hmm.
056.
Uh-huh.
And that will be out.
Oh, that's the cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the same number they use for the subscription ID.
It's at this a C at the beginning, which signifies that it's been canceled.
No.
No.
It sure didn't. Oh.
Yes, ma'am. So that's what it'll
okay.
be. It's the same number, but it just has a C in front. So you know it was
okay.
canceled. But I did cancel it for you. I did the void
what?
For the amount, and then I'm sending you an email also.
Oh, okay, Kay. That'll work.
No problem. The email we have is chapmanp@sbcglobal.com.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Right.
Not net. That's correct.
Right. I sent it to you. You'll get that email in a few minutes. It'll show that the order was voided.
Okay, there. And they refunded it back.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hon. Thank you so much.
No problem. And thank you for calling customer
okay.
service. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.